At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
8:15 Wednesday morning, August 20th. On Wednesday mornings, we talked to our friend Ronald Serpas, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, but spent his life as a police officer, former NOPD superintendent, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police. Now he's a consultant. You'll see him on TV occasionally, national TV, as they interview him about his thought process, and we're lucky to talk to him every week. How you doing, Ronald?
Tommy, I'm better than I expected to be and glad to be on the phone.
Well, good. Me too. Actually, I had a rough night, but we don't need to go into that. Let's talk about, Ronald, let me just say this. If you think a steak has gone over, don't eat it. Just don't. Just throw it away. Let's talk about the jail. What needs to change? Obviously, you know, it's like Steve Martin, How to Be a Millionaire. First thing, get $1 million. But if you're going to run a jail, the first thing is to keep track of the prisoners, right?
Well, you would think the jail was running fine till it wasn't.
Yeah.
And that happens to be the case from the beginning. What I'm reflecting upon is not my personal experience when Susan Hudson was the inspector, that was the OIPM, the independent police monitor, because there's a very long written record between me and Quattrovo about my disagreements with her ethics and her truthfulness, which mm-hmm. he, in fact, used. But if you just look at what's been in the news, the canine controversy over the Mardi Gras and the canine company wanting to pay the bill, the ethics complaint about campaign finance spending on persons that it shouldn't have been spent on, the inability to make any real progress whatsoever on the consent decree at all on the jail itself. So in the last 4 years, I think any casual observer could look at the written record in the media and determine that there's significant questions of competence that have not been answered by the current sheriff, nor has she been able to push back those questions of confidence. The people of New Orleans elected her with less than 24% of the population showing up at the vote, and that's one of the big problems in New Orleans is you just got to go out and vote.
So when it comes to what to look for in a new sheriff, not I don't mm-hmm. know if you want to endorse anybody or not, that's up to you, but what should people look for? Because obviously the first thing is that, well, first thing I'm going to do is keep track of the prisoners. Well, you're head and shoulders above so far, but what else should people be looking for?
If you think about it, none of the existing candidates have really any particular extensive experience in corrections. Extensive experience in corrections is valuable, just like extensive experience in policing is valuable. It's sometimes politicians who find themselves running for positions they have no real experience in.
Mm-hmm.
And when Hudson ran for sheriff, she had no demonstrated experience as a corrections official. I don't think any of the other candidates have any experience as a correctional official. I could be wrong. I'd appreciate anybody pointing out if they had worked in the correctional facilities of America. So then voters are going to have to decide who they think sounds the best about what they're going to try to do versus someone who said, yeah, I ran the Department of Corrections for the state of Pennsylvania. I did that for 5 years. It was a good experience, or I did it in Louisiana. So the voters are kind of disadvantaged, if you will, that if you were running for sheriff in Jefferson Parish, like Newell did, it's a duality. You mm-hmm. get to talk about your criminal experience, your investigative experience, and you get to talk about jail experience. Here in New Orleans, the Orleans Parish Jail exists only in Orleans Parish, and the police department exists throughout all of Orleans Parish. So therefore, the sheriff has limited capacity to use any kind of policing experience. So that means they are narrowly focused on the jail. So, you know, during the campaign, I hope some of these candidates can make the point that they may have great administrative skills, great managerial skills, to make up for the lack of correction skills, just have a lot of other good skills evidenced by being able to run large, complex organizations.
Newell who? Who are you talking about?
Man, look, he's been around 50 years.
He's I hope he's listening.
50 years.
50 years? You've been around 50 years?
Yeah. I've been around 50 years.
Oh, I hope he's listening. My God, I hope he's listening. So look, so when it comes to law enforcement experience, is it about administrative or law enforcement? Because it seems like it's more about, you're not really enforcing the law as much as you are running a huge organization, right?
Right. The jail is a very complex organizational structure. We've done consulting around jails, and I don't expect, Tommy, I'm not a corrections expert. I know a little bit about management and administration, and they're very complex beasts. They are incredibly complex because the key issue is you're trying to keep people healthy and safe in an environment where they are desperately trying to get out of, right? It's like playing hide and seek with adults every day, all day. It's very complex. And then you have all these questions of how the inmates treat one another and how they treat the staff. And then think about this, Tommy. This is the thing that really drives part of this conversation. You got to make all these contract arrangements for paper plates, for napkins, for toiletries, for Coca-Cola. It's a very big enterprise. And anybody who can say, look, I've had a lot of experience in a big enterprise, I think should naturally have the leg up because, you know, the craft CEO isn't always hired from craft. Sometimes they hire it from IBM, right? Mm-hmm. So in that world, they're selling that they understand large organizational activities, cultures. So if I was running for sheriff, I wouldn't even have spent any time talking about being a police chief because policing doesn't affect the jail. What I'd be talking about is running several $100 million operations every year within budget, on time, on task. You got to fill in that gap of no corrections experience. And then you know what else I would do? And this is free advice. I would commit on day one that I would hire a corrections official who has significant experience around the country to run the jail. That would be my commitment. And I already know who I would hire if I was running, who is actually a three-time former DOC commissioner. But that's what you would have to do to make up that difference of not understanding corrections industry, but understanding large organizations and saying, for 15 years, I ran a multi-$100 million your organization, that I think would give voters a little bit of confidence.
Chief, I appreciate your insight as always. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Ronald Serpas, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, head of the Nashville City Police, Washington State Police. When we come back, we're going to talk to AC Cooper. I don't know if you heard about this or not, but radioactive shrimp were being sold at Walmart, and it comes back to why you should buy local shrimp. 822 Traffic Now, WWL. It is 8:26 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL. If you bought frozen shrimp from Walmart under the Great Value label, and they are from the Indonesian company PT Bahari Makmur Sehati, I would throw them away if I were you because the company said the shrimp could be contaminated with a radioactive isotope called Celsium-137. Now, I don't know about you, but when I eat shrimp, I'm not trying to get an X-ray. I'm just trying to enjoy shrimp, which brings us to the importance of buying locally. And with that in mind, we are joined now by AC Cooper, president of Louisiana Shrimp Association. How you doing, AC?
I'm doing great, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm all right. Were you surprised when you heard this or not?
No, Tommy, you know, we've been screaming this for years. You know, when the European Union turns them away and the United States buys them, there's a reason. Mm-hmm. You know, they test over 50%. We test less.
Wait, say that again. When Europe turns away from them and the United States buys them?
Yes, sir. They test up to 50%, and yet we test less than 1%. Mm. So you know there's a problem whenever they do that. They just dump it on us and drive the prices down and kill our industry for something that we know that is in there. We got agriculture testing. We have the federal government testing. Kennedy is definitely on board. We're fixing to see some stuff come out today or tomorrow that you're going to be really freaked out about. But there's a lot of things.
Give me a hint. Like what?
About banning some of them that's coming.
All right.
I'm just going to give you a little hint. And, you know, finally they're starting to listen to us. You know, this administration is definitely doing their job.
How did it go from Or was it ever regulated? Did nobody regulate them? Then Europe started testing half of them, and the United States just stayed the same thing? Or did Europe always test 50%, and the United States cut it back? How'd that happen, AC? How'd we get here?
They started at about 10%. They seen he was catching so much of it. They went up to about 30%. Then they went up to 50%. Even China tests more than the United States tests.
So why don't we test more?
Because we're not testing. You test 1%, and... And another thing that happens is when they test it bad, they give it back to them. And what they do, they put it back on the ship, and then we call it port shopping. Mm-hmm. They might go to Houston and unload it, and they got a 99% chance that they're not going to be tested again and come right on in.
But who's behind? Somebody's got to be behind not testing it. Who is that?
That's the FDA. FDA's probably.
Okay,
USDA,
but I'm
and FDA. They should have been doing this a long time ago because we've been raising the issues for a long time because the results has been there. It's not something that just popped up. It's been there for years that we've been screaming it.
Tell me how tough it is to be a shrimper these days.
It's hard, Tommy. We're losing a lot of fishermen. You know, in the year 2000, we had 20,000 licenses. Today, we got less than 4. So if you want to see an industry just dissolve and go away, this is the way to do it. You're killing us. We can't even make it. You know, we can't put money back into our vessels, so we got to pay our bills, overcome our breakdowns, and try to save money for the wintertime. And it's just very hard. People's not making it right now.
What's the best way for people to buy fresh Louisiana shrimp and make sure that's what they're getting, or frozen Louisiana shrimp and make sure that's what they're getting?
Come to the coast. Come see a fisherman. Pick your fisherman out and come let him be your man.
All right, AC, thank you. And also check the package closely because what might be Dixie Seafood or Gulf Seafood, it might be labeled that, but you got to look at where it's actually manufactured, right?
Right. We have a lot of laws in place now. Louisiana has been stepping up. You know, our legislature started listening to us. We have labeling laws that have to be on the front of the bag. It was there. They can't use our culture. So we got a lot of things in place. Restaurants have to put it on the menu. So ask where your shrimp coming from. You sit down in the restaurant, ask where the shrimp come from. Demand to see the box because they will lie to you.
Thank you, AC. I appreciate your time. I thought of you when I saw this story. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Clancy Dubos about that WWO poll, not only about the mayor, but about the city council. Right now, time for WWO First. All right, 8:45, quarter till 9. He was with us yesterday. He's back today. Clancy Dubos, WWO Louisiana political analyst. And actually, Clancy, I'm glad it played out this way because now we have a city council poll that we can talk about. But let's talk about WWL TV's mayoral poll. Well, I guess I should say, how you doing? How are you, Clancy?
I'm good, Tommy. How are you?
I'm great. Now let's move on with the business. Tell me about the mayoral poll.
Well, a couple of interesting things. The poll was taken after Arthur Hunter dropped out and endorsed Royce DuPlessis, but before LaToya Cantrell was indicted. So it's in that window of time. And as we have to point out, a poll is not a prediction. It is a snapshot, a photograph of what voters are thinking at a particular point in time. So this is taken about 2 weeks ago. And what the poll shows is Helena Moreno in first place with 47%, Royce DuPlessis now moving up in second place with 18%, Oliver Thomas third.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At 16%, and the rest, you know, divided up, the remaining roughly 20% or so, divided up among the 19% divided that don't know or among the lesser known candidates. Mm-hmm. And two main takeaways from this poll: Helena Moreno's 47% is exactly what she got in Ron Fauché's two previous polls. This poll was taken by pollster Dr. Ron Fauché. He took polls over three polls over the last 5 months, and in every one of those polls, Moreno got 47%, which is about 55% of the decided vote, which puts her in a position to win in the primary if, and this is a big if, if those numbers continue through the election. But that's a big if. That's why we run campaigns. You know, the leaders want to maintain what the poll says, and the opponents, the ones trailing the leader, want to change those results, and that will determine their strategies. So her support is not only stationary but locked in. It seems it's unshakable, is the word I've used on Channel 4, at least in the last 5 months. And that's what every candidate is aiming for. Royce DuPlessis is the candidate with momentum. He got into the race at the very end of June. So this poll shows, you know, in the course of about 5 weeks, he has gone from announcing to jumping ahead of Oliver Thomas, who, like Helena Moreno, is not only a city council member, but has been unofficially running for over a year. DuPlessis, you may recall, was considered a potential candidate, announced in the late fall, November, early December, around there, that he was not going to run, then changed his mind in late June, literally like June 30th, and announced he was going to run. And now he's got 18% of the votes in second place. So those are the two big takeaways. The other thing that's interesting, if you look at you know, cohorts of voters, how are white and black voters responding to the candidates? Moreno gets 70% of the white vote and 30% of the black vote. She is leading all other candidates among both whites and blacks.
Say that again, Clancy, about the divide with the race. The numbers?
Helena Moreno gets 70%
white
of the white vote
and
30% of the black vote.
Gotcha.
Now, that 30% is more than DuPlessis or Thomas get among black voters. DuPlessis and Thomas both get 24% of the black vote, while DuPlessis gets 10% of the white vote, and Thomas gets 3% of the white vote. And it breaks it down by age and other things, but Moreno's vote is, other than that, among the other cohorts, it's pretty consistent. 46% among young voters, 18 to 44 years old, 47% among voters 45 and older, 49% among women, 45% among men, 46% among Democrats, and 49% among independents and Republicans. Among DuPlessis's vote, which is a total of 18%, he gets, as I said, 10% among whites, 24% among blacks, 19% among younger voters, 17% among voters over 45 and older, 16% among women, 20% among men, 20% among Democrats, 14% among independents and Republicans. Oliver Thomas gets 10% among younger voters, 21% among older voters. That's the biggest differential among the candidates, the age difference among Thomas's vote. He gets 18% among women, 10% among men, 18% among Democrats, 11% among independents and Republicans.
All right, let me take a quick break, Clancy. When we come back, I want to know if it's like the story about two guys out trying to outrun a bear, where they said, one guy says, I don't have to outrun a bear, I just have to outrun you. How does that break down with Royce and Royce DuPlessis and Oliver Thomas? And at some point, do they realize, look, neither one of us could make it to the runoff, so let's try to figure out who. We'll talk about it when we come back. Clancy Dubose, our guest, 851 Traffic Now, WWL. 856, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Clancy Dubose with us, as he will be every day. Just kidding. Breaking down the mayoral numbers for us. Before we went to break, Clancy, I asked you, when it comes to Royce DuPlessis and Oliver Thomas and Helena Moreno, is it like the two guys that are trying to outrun a bear and one says to the other, I don't have to outrun a bear, I just got to outrun you? Does it break down that way or not?
In a way, yes. But the first thing, DuPlessis and Thomas have to run two races at one time, whereas Moreno only has to run one race. Mm-hmm. Her race is to stay where she is, maintain a significant majority among the decided voters, and get them out on Election Day.
What do you mean two races at one time?
Well, they have to run against each other mm-hmm. for second place, and they have to run. The first thing they have to do is run against Moreno mm-hmm. to try to bring her down so that she doesn't get a majority in the primary and win outright. And she's got a majority of the decided vote right now. And the decided vote is the vote that's most likely to turn out. And then they have to try to keep her below 50%, and they got to get past each other. I should point out that with Royce DuPlessis at 18 and Oliver at 16, that's statistically a tie, because the margin of error in this and virtually all polls is plus or minus 4% for each statistic. So that puts DuPlessis and Thomas in a virtual tie. Between them, it's really about turning out their own votes, whereas Moreno just wants everybody to vote because she's getting a significant majority of the decided vote. So that's what I say. They have to run two races at once. They got to try to keep her from winning in the first, and then they got to try to, each one wants to get ahead of the other for second place. And interestingly, the poll also has hypothetical runoffs between Moreno and Thomas and Moreno and DuPlessis. And in each case, she beats each guy more than 2-1. Mm. Against Oliver Thomas, she gets 59% to Thomas's 26%. And against DuPlessis, she gets 58% to his 27%. Statistically, it's only 1 point difference. It's the same result for both, and it's more than 2-1. So they've got their work cut out for them as things stand right now.
Strategically, it would seem to me, and it's not happened yet, but inevitably this thing is going to turn ugly with Oliver Thomas and Royce DuPlessis trying to tear each other down or build themselves up. How do you see this playing out?
Well, both. They got to do that. Plus, they got to go after Moreno. Mm. So that's the twofold nature of their campaigns.
See, I would think, given Helena Moreno's popularity, negative campaigning against her is only going to hurt them. You think I'm wrong?
Well, it depends on how you do it. There's negative campaigning and then there's dirty campaigning. Mm-hmm. It is perfectly legitimate to draw a distinction between yourself and another candidate.
Right.
That's not negative. That's not dirty. That's, helping voters decide. If you talk about somebody on policy, if you talk about them on a vote that they took or some scandal that's out there, that's all perfectly within the norm of good politics. If you want to play a gender card or a race card, that's considered, dangerous because it cuts both ways.
But there's no way Helena goes negative, do you think?
There's no need for her to. When you're winning, you don't need to go negative.
That's what I figured. Thank you, Clancy. I appreciate it. I really do. We'll talk to you again soon. We'll take a break. Come back.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.